With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Following the release of its post-election report titled Fraying Dominance, Fragmented Opposition Inside the Number of the 2024 Election, the Institute for Public Policy Research says local politics are becoming more competitive. The study found that urban areas have turned into battlegrounds, the South leaning toward the opposition, and cracks are starting to show in the ruling party's base in the North. We spoke to IPPR Research Associate Max Wieland for more.
Well, elections are the time when Namibians get to have their say in how our country is run, right? And basically what happens is if people are happy, there's one result. If they're unhappy, there's another result. And we thought it was really important just to see at a fairly small level, at the level of each constituency, how have things been shifting over the last 10 years? Because that's our voices that are being represented there. And so we took a really close look at the trends over the last couple of elections, how SWAPO did, but also how the various opposition parties did.
With the 2025 Mental Health Bill, which is aimed at improving access to services and banning workplace discrimination, now before Parliament, we spoke to Labour analyst Sidwell Scholes, who says while the bill is a move in the right direction, it raises complex questions about how employers can balance inclusion with maintaining a safe and fair work environment.
The difficulty we face is the type of mental illness that the individual would have, because the employer needs to consider whether that person might be a threat to other individuals should they be in a stressful situation. We also cannot treat them specifically different or special on account of deliverables, because that might cause other labor unrest. This is just one of the major red flags that I'm currently identifying. When an employee accepts an offer of employment, they guarantee to the employer that they are able and that they are in a position to deliver the work on the required standard. So if they fall short of the standard, will we excuse them always? So these are the kind of things that we need to still hash out as far as the bill is concerned, and we need to also incorporate this provision into the Labour Act, because that is essentially the overarching piece of legislation that governs the employment relationship.
At least 40 migrants from sub-Saharan African countries have died after their boat sank off the coast of Tunisia on Wednesday in one of the deadliest maritime tragedies in the region this year. Authorities say the boat, which was carrying about 70 migrants, sank near the coastal city of Mardia. Reuters reports that Tunisia has become a transit country for migrants fleeing conflict and poverty. Over in South Africa, the Independent Financial Advisors Forum has rejected the DA's Economic Inclusion for All bill as a regressive attempt to erase the central role of race in South Africa's history of exclusion. Spokesperson Jabulo Mayola says it's undeniable that broad-based black economic empowerment has faced challenges, including elite capture and fronting. He says, though, that the solution is not to abolish transformation, but to strengthen enforcement.
In defense of the sustained attack on progressive policies, IFF plans to embark on fundraising for a campaign to push back on this destructive cause that the DA and its ilk have embarked on. This campaign will include approaching the courts in order to defend the transformation agenda, which is to the benefit of the black majority.
And the United States has imposed sanctions on Russia's major oil company, citing Moscow's lack of commitment to ending the war in Ukraine. The move follows the collapse of a planned Trump-Putin summit, which Trump said he canceled because it didn't feel right.
We canceled the meeting with President Putin. It didn't feel right to me. It didn't feel like we were going to get to the place we have to get, so I canceled it. But we'll do it in the future.
What about Tomahawk missiles? Putin is definitely...
Well, the problem with the Tomahawk that a lot of people don't know, it'll take a minimum of 6 months, usually a year, to learn how to use them. They're highly complex. So the only way a Tomahawk is going to be shot is if we shot it, and we're not going to do that.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.